Murray continues his discussion from the previous daf, asking on the views of Rabbi Bo and Chizkiya. Murray asks, the Torah says that a non-Kayan, a Zor, may not eat Truma, and yet the Mishnah says that a non-Kayan may use Truma to make an Erev, so you see it, even though it says the Pasuk says Asr to eat, it doesn't mean it's Asr to benefit from. Murray answers, Papa said, benefit is allowed by Truma because the Pasuk says Trumas Chem, it's your Truma, so there's no Isr Hana. Chizkiya, who doesn't need the Pasuk to make to permit benefiting from the Truma, says that the Pasuk Trumas Chem is in reference to all the Levim of Klal Yisrael, but there's no lesson being taught here. Next, the Torah says that a Nazir may not eat grapes to drink wine, yet a Mishnah says that a Nazir is allowed to use wine to make an Erev. So you see, even though it's Asr to eat, it doesn't mean it's Asr Ba'anomas, which was said the Pasuk says Nizroi, his Nazirs, which means it's Mutter to benefit from. Rav Ashi said the Pasuk says that the hair on the Nazir's head shall be Kaidish, which teaches that Zdafka the hair that's Kaidish and Asr to benefit from, but everything else would not be Asr to benefit from. And the Pasuk, doesn't say that nothing else should be Kaidish. So the Gemara says we have to go back to Rav Mazutra's answer. The Torah says that you're not allowed to eat chadosh, and yet the Mishnah says that you're allowed to have hanah from chadosh. Rav Shmaya said the pasuk there says kitzir chem, which means that the cutting should be yours, so therefore it's mutter b'hanah. Chizkiya, who still doesn't need the pasuk for that, says kitzir chem, which refers to the cutting of all of Klal Yisrael. But again, there's no lesson to be taught from here. And the pasuk says lo yeochel, which means it's, according to everybody, it should be even also b'hanah. And yet the Mishnah says if someone intended to catch other animals and shrutzim ended up in his trap, he's allowed to sell it to a guy. He says mutter b'hanah. Whereas the pasuk says lechem, which teaches that it's mutter b'hanah. So why can't you even catch shrutzim lechatchila? Whereas the pasuk says yihiu, which teaches that it should be also b'hanah. Therefore, we learn that it's also lechatchila, but mutter b'diyevet. According to Chizkiya, why is the Torah right that lo yeochel, which teaches that it's also to benefit from? Then write lochem, the teacher that's mutter. The Torah should just not use lo, don't say lo yochel, just say lo yochel. And then you wouldn't have to write lochem either. The Gemara says, Chizkiya would say, this is where we see that when the Torah says lo yochel, it means it's also to benefit from unless the Torah specifically allows it. The Torah by Chometz says lo yeochel, and yet Rabbi Yosef Aglili says in a braisa that Chometz is mutter b'hanah. The Gemara says, the pasuk there says lo yeroel lecha, which teaches that it's yours to benefit from. Rabbanan who argue and say that chametz is also b'hanah say that lecha teaches that you may not see your own chametz, but you're allowed to see the chametz of a goy or a hegdish. Rabbi Yosef Aglili learns this in from the second mention of a lecha in the pasuk. Rabbanan say both mentions are needed. One to teach you that you may see the chametz of a goy who is under Jewish control, and one to say that it didn't apply even to a guy who is not under Jewish control. Rabbi Yosef Aglili learns this from a third mention of the word lecha. The Rabbanan uses this last one to learn that halacha applies to edible chametz, which we have to be afraid they may come to eat, and to yeast also, which is, even though it's not edible, still you'll still be chayif leira. Rice says the pasuk regarding nevela says that the chaylev of a nevela, which the Torah says may not be eaten, may be used for any purpose. Rabbi Yosef Aglili says that this teaches that it may even be used for mundane use, not only for kaddishim. Rabbi Akiva says it teaches that not only is it considered tamei when used on chulin, it's even true when used on kaddishim. Not only is it not considered tamei when used on chulin, it's even true when used on kaddishim. Maybe the basis of machlek is Rabbi Bo's dinner. Basically, he holds that before it's also to eat, it's also also to benefit because it's also to eat, it's also also to benefit from. So the pasuk is therefore needed to allow benefit. Rabbi Akiva holds that the iser to eat does not make an iser hanah, and the pasuk therefore must be teaching a din regarding tumah. Where it says it could be to all agree with Rabbi Bo's din. Rabbi Yosef Aglili holds that when the pasuk allows benefiting from an avela, it will also allow benefiting from the meat, but only from the meat though, and not the fats or the gid. Therefore, we need the pasuk to permit benefiting from the fats. Rabbi Akiva says that the permit of benefit by Nevela already allowed benefits of the fats in the gid. Therefore, the pasuk must be teaching a din regarding tumah. In fact, according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, benefiting from the gid should be aser because there's no specific permit like there is regarding the fats. Mar says he would say that benefiting from the gid is taka aser. That's when the second tarot is used, the kal v'chomer, to say that if the fats, which carry a karis penalty, may be benefited from, then surely the gid, which does not carry a karis penalty, may be benefited from. The Shimon, who says that one may not benefit from the gid, would say that the kal v'chomer is not valid because we find that the fats were more lenient regarding fats, in that the fats of chayis are mutter. Rabbi Yosef Aglili would say that's not called a leniency because the fats of a behema are never allowed. At the end of the day, we seem to have always found the reason why benefit would be permitted when the pasuk says do not eat, except for chametz and for shor hanischol. So what's the practical difference between Chizkiya and Rabbi Bo? Where it says the difference would be the Gemara discussed in the last daf. Chizkiya uses the word oisai regarding a treifa to teach that chulin shechtin and the azara is also b'hanah. Rabbi Bo, according to Rabbi Yehuda, needs the word oisai to teach that his din that every iser of eating is also an iser of hanah. He will therefore say that benefiting from chulin that was shechtin and the azara is only aser derabbanon. One of the rabbanon told Rabbi Shimon Levi learned that chametz and shor haniskal are also b'hanah based on a different source. Rabbi Shimon Levi says that lo yochel does not mean an iser hanah. Also that the pasuk of the veil is used like Rabbi Yehuda says, and that the oyster of treifa teaches about chulin shenichshu ba'azara. He therefore needs a source for the iser hana. He says the pasuk about a carbon chatas whose blood is applied to the wrong part of the mizbeach says that it must be burned in fire. We already know this halacha. Therefore, it must be that the pasuk is teaching regarding other isurim in the Torah, and it must be teaching that they are aser b'hana. More based on that, if these isurim which we're learning they're aser b'hana, so they should have to be burned like the pasuk says. Mar says the pasuk says ba'kodesh ba'ishisar. If only kodesh must be burned, not these other items. If Shimon says these words are needed to teach a different halacha, so they're not available to teach these other isurim are aser b'hana. Rabbi Yonasan answers, the source of the Isser Hanoah is from a pasuk that says that the leftovers of the carbon must be burned, they may not be eaten. The Lo Yeyochel. We already know from another pasuk that it must be burned and therefore not eaten. So the pasuk must be teaching regarding other items, tell you that they're also to eat, and teaches that they're also by Noah as well. If Yakumar, based on this pasuk, they should have to be burned. The pasuk says, Sarafta es ha-noisar, which teaches that only the noisar of the carbon is, must be burned, nothing else. Whereas though, the Rebbe Lozor says, Lo Yeyochel of this pasuk teaches that someone who eats a pasul carbon gets a loisase as well as an ase, and therefore it's not available to teach this Isser Hanoah.